This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart, and you're listening to the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join Trader Nick for the second time today, following the announcement from the Fed earlier this afternoon. How you doing, Nick?
Hey, Johnny. I'm doing great.
So no surprise that the Fed has announced that it is holding interest rates steady at 5.25 to 5.5%, still the highest level in two decades as inflation continues to dog the US economy. Some have been hoping that the Fed would cut interest rates sooner rather than later, but it looks, after what we heard from Jerome Powell, as though it's going to be higher for longer. How have markets reacted, Nick?
Yeah, Johnny. So the cool thing here is that we have hindsight in our favor because we can see a couple hours here now have settled since the rates were held current. But there's a couple things that we need to talk about in terms of the post talk reaction in the markets. If you're looking at a daily chart candle of the S&P 500, intraday, there was a big pop, real big move higher. We were up like 1% plus on all the major indices. And now at the time of recording, we are flat on the S&P, we're down on the NASDAQ, and we are just slightly green on the Dow Jones. Now, my point was saying that what caused the V-shape reversal, you know, big pop, big drop. What happened? Well, the best way I can explain this is that things have been looking like the Fed was going to, Jerome Powell was going to come out hawkish. That was kind of the base case. People saying, look, inflation's stubborn, jobs are hot, he's going to come out swinging. And sure enough, he did, but he dropped one idea or one hint that the market really initially liked, which was the idea that he thinks that the next move from the Fed is not going to be a rate hike. He thinks right now that the expectation is that the next move will be a rate cut. And the market loved that because that reassures the thesis or the idea that, okay, well, we don't know how long this situation is going to be, but we know likely the next move is a rate cut. So the market loved that. They rallied on that. The problem is when the dust settled and he reassured that a little bit of a tick higher in unemployment wouldn't cause him to really get too dovish. And he also, answered somebody in the audience, one of the, I believe it was the person from Politico asked him specifically, is being an election year, does that have any impact on, how aggressive you guys are going to be on rate cuts? And he said, we have no indication of that, and really stomped down on that idea that that has no bearings. And that, they will keep rates at where they're at. He said that he thinks it's restrictive. Lots of things here that sounded, like he's willing to still make the cut on interest rates at some point, but there was very uncertain guidance as to when that would be. In fact, he really just said, we are good at where we currently are and just going to hold rates. And so it's kind of like a higher for longer Fed press conference. That's the best way I can put it.
It was interesting to hear the comments from Jay Powell about the UK and the Eurozone, and he has suggested that they will cut interest rates before the US does, which is a complete reversal of where we were 6 months ago. I'm assuming that has affected the pound and the euro today.
It certainly did. And that's the thing is, we got a pretty big reaction in the currency world. The dollar index dropped immediately when the idea of rate hikes were thrown out by Jerome Powell. But as you mentioned, he did a very interesting little blip about, specifically other central banks. He talked about how many of the US's peers, he mentioned that he thinks likely they will cut sooner than the US simply because, and what he quoted was that the US essentially has enjoyed more growth. The US has seen recent persistent growth as to what is maybe attributing to the recent uptick in inflation. So, the uptick in inflation is not, according to his ideology, is not just supply issues from the pandemic, although he did touch on that. He mentioned that it's really persistent in the US specifically because of the outsized growth that we've seen. So when compared to its peers, and we saw him speak with Tiff Macklem from the Bank of Canada recently, the Bank of England, the ECB, he seems pretty keen on the idea that the U.S. will be the laggard of the group to start actually cutting interest rates, again, citing growth as the main reason for that.
Well, thanks very much, Nick, for joining us for this bonus episode of the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. We'll hear from you again on Friday when, of course, it's non-farm payroll day.
Sounds great, Johnny. Thanks so much.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.